Revelation Revealed, Part 4, Section 52, The Harvest of the Earth. Revelation chapter 14, verses 14 through 20. Verse 14 says, I looked, and there before me was a white cloud. Now, some people believe this white cloud is actually symbolic of people. I'm not necessarily sure that's the case. I, first of all, just take it to be a white cloud. And seated on the cloud was one like a son of man, with a crown of gold on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. Now, many people believe this is Jesus. I believe, or I tend to believe, it's not Jesus. It's an angel. This whole section is about angels, and we will see the word another, as in another angel, throughout this section. When the text uses the word another angel, it meant the person we have just read about must be an angel. 15. Then another angel, see what I mean? Then another angel came out of the temple and called in a loud voice to him who was sitting on the cloud, take your sickle and reap, because the time to reap has come, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. Now, this is the harvest of the earth. I do not believe it's the harvest of any saints. I believe what we're talking about here and in the next few verses is the final judgment, when the wicked are gathered in order to be judged at the white throne judgment. Verse 16, so he who was seated on the cloud swung a sickle over the earth, and the earth was harvested. This is at the end of the Battle of Armageddon. 17. Another angel came out of the temple in heaven, and he too had a sharp sickle. Still another angel, again, see the word another angel, who had charge of the fire, came from the altar and called in a loud voice to him who had the sharp sickle, take your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of grapes from the earth's vine, because its grapes are ripe. So we got an agricultural analogy here of harvesting the wicked from the earth, as if you're harvesting grapes that are basically overripe. 19. The angel swung his sickle on the earth, gathered its grapes, and threw them into the great winepress of God's wrath. So there you go. This can't be any kind of gathering of saints, because saints aren't thrown into the winepress of God's wrath. God's wrath, as understood in the book of Revelation, is poured out it's poured out in the last half of the tribulation, but it is really poured out at the white throne judgment, when these wicked people are thrown into the lake of fire. Verse 20. They were trampled in the winepress outside the city, and the city has to be Jerusalem. In context, when you see the city, the holy city in Revelation, it is Jerusalem. And blood flowed out of the press, rising to as high as the horses' bridles for a distance of 1,600 stadia. 1,600 stadia. 300 kilometers. Well, we've struggled over this 300 kilometers of blood as high as a horse's bridle. I'm not sure really how to understand that. I tend to take it literally. There will be a massive river of blood that is seen at the end of the Battle of Armageddon. So what we're seeing here in this passage is the harvest of the unrighteous wicked, who will stand before God in the white throne judgment.